Welcome inside the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. John Ledyard here from FanRagSports.com, NDTScouting.com, and along with me is Trevor Sikkema from PewterReport.com, who covers the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Trevor, we are going through the positions. If you guys haven't listened to the last couple episodes, we're going through each position group. It's going to be working out at the 2018 NFL Combine, and we are picking best 40-yard dash, best vertical jump, best broad jump, best short shuttle, best three-cone, best bench, all of it for every position group. We are putting our money, well, not our actual money, but that may come, where our mouth is, and we are laying down our rep, basically. This is it. If we're wrong, you can trash us forever. It's going to be recorded. There's no, I can't delete the past podcasts. I tried when you got some of the picks that I wanted. I was going to pretend the audio file was lost and then just go back in. But,
and then you just swoop in with the pick.
Yeah, that's us. I thought about it. I'm not going to lie. Especially yesterday. I feel like yesterday when you took Josh Sweat for the vertical, you really robbed me of something.
You could have taken him.
I know, but I let you pick first.
It's not like if I take a guy, you can't take a guy. Yeah. So I don't feel bad for you.
I know. No one ever does.
Just because I'm assertive and am the first one to say a name.
Speaking of feeling bad for me, it's in the 30s again today here. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can tell the depression in your voice.
Exactly right. I'm talking about deleting stuff and... It's a sad time. All right, you ready for cornerbacks?
First, I am. We're gonna do. We're gonna separate them, right?
Because yes,
I
mean, corners and safeties separate.
Okay, we'll do. We're doing corners first, and then we're doing safeties afterwards. Even though technically, they all work out under the DB
correcto
tag. So yes. Yeah.
Before we lay down our predictions.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. Out of the cornerbacks that will be in Indianapolis, of which I believe there are like over 30, who do you feel like has the most to prove while they're in Indianapolis with their workouts, interviews, medicals, whatever it might be? Is there one guy that screams at you?
There are a couple. I think Carlton Davis is one.
Yeah.
Because Carlton Davis is a corner who's he's going to come into like right around 6'1". He's going to be like 205, I think, for the combine. For NFL playing weight, he'll probably be more like, I don't know, like closer to 210 just because he's 6'1". But or maybe he'll maybe it'll be 200 to 205. I'm not sure. But anyways, he's a bigger, longer corner. He's a physical guy. He can play on the outside. And then if he shows that, hey, this dude's really athletic, then all of a sudden you're talking about a guy who's this could be a first round corner, I think.
No, I think you're right, yeah.
And then I think as a second one, I'd pick Holton Hill from Texas almost because of the same thing. Anytime you have a bigger corner who and I think Holton Hill, let me look real quick.
He's like 6'3".
Yeah.
He's skinny. But
yeah, he's 6'3", 200. But I mean if you've got an athlete at 6'3" playing on the outside of corner.
Again, I'm not sure he's 200 either, so I think his weigh-in's big.
Really alluring, I think. So I think those are the two guys for me that have probably the most to gain that the combine would be important for. Because, I mean, like, smaller guys, like, Jerry Alexander's fast. Dante Jackson's fast. Mm-hmm. You know, like, Minkah Fitzpatrick's athletic. You know, yep. J.C. Jackson's athletic. These guys, we already know that part. You know, if you play corner, you're athletic. But if you're a big corner and you're athletic, it's different.
Right. Agreed. I think that's why Josh Jackson has to run well because he's a little bit of a longer corner. Plus, he had crazy ball production. I mean, there's no better profile for a guy that the NFL wants to love a cornerback than Josh Jackson. I mean, you have a guy that's with length. You have a guy with size. You have a guy that competes in the air at the catch point for the ball who came away with a ton of – what do you have, 8 picks last year for Iowa? I mean,
yeah,
he was unbelievable in terms of ball production. And then he comes out as an underclassman, so the youth and I mean everything's there with Jackson in terms of what the NFL wants to love. Now he isn't the greatest run supporting corner. They'll live with that if he's a great athlete because he does so many other things well that you can't get in other corners. So if he runs well, and I think that's the big question with him, where's he going to run? If he runs even in the low 4.5s, you know, high 4.4s, that's going to be awesome for him, I think. So he's just got to prove that he's a good athlete. And the other guy, man. Do you remember Tarvarius McFadden? Do you remember him?
From a long time ago.
I mean, he was getting mocked like in the top 5 to the Browns, to one of their picks, like a ton when, you know, last year's draft ended and everybody jumps on and starts doing them. I mean, that's where he was coming off the board.
You and I talked about that a little bit. His fall has been crazy.
Insane.
And we are very much, I think every year this draft goes by, this whole draft process goes by, we get more and more what have you done for me lately thing. And we love talking about a player in January and then a different player in February and then a different player in March and whatever it is. And yet the player that you talked about back in January is still good. You just don't talk about him anymore. Right. So it's a weird process. And Tavarius McFadden, like, I know he had a down year. That whole Florida State team had a down year. Like, even Derwin did not have as good of a year as a lot of people wanted him to. Obviously, Josh Sweat didn't either. Blah, blah, blah. But, like, I mean, the kid's still good, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's terrible.
I thought, and I think you kind of agree with me, less to the extent that I did, but I didn't think he was a first-round player last year.
I didn't think so either.
He didn't have, like, this horrendous year, at least not in the games I watched. No, I thought
maybe. We think he had a down year because people said he's a top 10 pick, and then he just turned out to be what we thought he was.
Right, just kind of a guy that has great tools. But here's the thing.
This is a podcast.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Tell the people. Rounds 2 to 3 is where Lance Zierlein still projects him to come off the board. Not like his grade, but his projection to where he'll come off the board. And Lance is pretty dialed in. And I think that if he performs well in Indy, I still think Tavarius McFadden's going in the top 100 for sure. I mean, I might even bump that up to like top 60. I think he goes in the second round. I just think McFadden's stock could bounce back. Where normally, if you see guy completely fall out of the conversation like that, it's because like a bunch of things happen and like there's just no chance that he goes higher than anything anymore. You know, that happened with Sean Oakley.
No,
remember, he went from. I mean, then he had the off the field stuff too, but even then his draft stock had like plummeted to like the late stages of day 3 at best. And then he went undrafted.
Where did Sean Oakley get drafted?
Nowhere, because he had that, wasn't that a sexual assault charge or something like that?
Oh, yeah, so you're right. You're
right. He didn't go anywhere. Yeah, he didn't even get signed as an undrafted free agent. So, but he went from being mock top 10.
He went back to school. He went back to school because he wanted to be the number one overall pick.
He
said
he
went back to school because he said, I want to be the number one overall pick.
Hey, shooters everywhere, respect it. Respect it. He shot his shot, fell flat on his face, literally and figuratively, because he looked like he ran on stilts all the time. Never worked out legs. We got the cornerback class, though. We got to dive into these guys and start giving. Oh, before we give our predictions, I know that you like some corners, and you've seen some of these guys, and you've thrown some sleeper names out there before. When in lieu of the Senior Bowl and some other things, and you've always got your eye. Tons of these guys seem to come from Florida, down where you are. So, and not only play college ball there, but also in high school and then go to other schools. Corners that you believe can be sleepers out of this group.
Oh, sleepers!
Sleepers.
I didn't know where you were going with that question.
Were you sleeping on the question?
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
I mean, I didn't make it maybe that clear. I guess, but.
I don't know. Like, I don't know how much of a sleeper people would consider, but like people of late have been talking about him, but Dante Jackson from LSU, I think he's super athletic. He's a smaller guy. Mm-hmm. Needs better work with his like back to the ball. You know what I'm saying? But like, I think he's a dude who can really keep up with any kind of wide receiver. I think he could develop into a nice slot receiver in the NFL and really keep up with a lot of these like gadget players, if you will, like the Taylor Gabriel types, you know, like these slot guys that just seem to kill teams if you don't have the right personnel for it. I think Dante Jackson could be kind of a neutralizer there. And then another guy, this is a former Florida guy, JC Jackson from Maryland. He's a 4-star recruit. He was set up to be the next outside cornerback at Florida with Jalen Tabor and with Quincy Wilson and guys like that, and then got us in trouble off the field. I think it was like a burglary or like a something like that, or breaking and entering that he was involved in. Ends up getting kicked off of Florida, goes to Maryland. So this is a kid who was slated to go to Florida, start on the outside, then got into some trouble, but he was a really talented kid. I remember a lot of people were talking about him, so not a lot of people were talking about him just because of kind of the path that he's taken, but I would say he's, I guess, a top sleeper for me just because I know how good he was and how highly he was regarded coming out.
Yeah, no, that's a fair one. Those are good choices. I was going to say Hill, but we already talked about him. I feel like a lot of these cornerbacks are getting hype or talked about to some degree. I think Quentin Meeks could be a guy, you know, a lot of length. I don't know if we've heard a ton about him. A lot of length, real smart kid, studies a ton of tape. I think he could be a good option. Now, what he runs is going to be important, but he may be best in like a press cover three type deal. You know, we'll see kind of maybe like a press bail type defense, something like that. We'll see. I think that he's a guy that could definitely elevate his stock here, definitely with the interview process. But the big question with these Stanford is he athletic enough? And I think that's going to be the question with Elijah Holder when the pro day comes up and all those things with Stanford is those corners that they have, Justin Reed too, are those guys athletic enough, I think, because they, I mean, consistently you could see in interviews and things like that, the football intelligence was always there with that crew, especially with Meeks. So we're going to see if he ends up being a riser from this process, but I definitely think that he could be.
People seem to like Rashawn Golden too.
Yes,
from Tennessee.
I was going to say that. I have not watched 1 second of Rashawn Golden or Perry Nickerson from Tulane, and people seem to really like those two. So there's two other names to have on your radar, I guess. And Isaac Iadom too, if he runs well, big corner, long corner, good run support, finds the ball.
Yeah, he was good.
He's good in Mobile. Another one that could rise up. Yeah, I'm just not sure what he's going to run. He looks kind of slow to me. 40-yard dash, here we go. The best 40-yard dash. Do I get to go first this time? Because you went first last time for like every category.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. Go.
Dante. Taking Dante. Dante Jackson.
Yeah.
He's fast.
Dante Jackson, they're saying that he could clock in at the 4.2s.
Denzel's pretty fast.
That's very fast. Who is?
Denzel Ward.
No, I'm not picking Denzel Ward. What are you trying to sabotage me, dude?
I'm not. I'm he's supposed Denzel to be really Ward. Fast.
No, I want to pick Jaire Alexander. He's fast.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that coming at all. I'm not going to lie.
He's fast.
Okay. All right.
My secondary choice would have been Tony Brown, but.
Oh, Tony Brown is fast. That would have been a good choice, yeah.
I know. I'm going to go with Alexander because I was reading something the other day where it was actually people were talking about Lamar Jackson's 40 time, and I ended up seeing J.L. Alexander's and somebody like hand timed him a year ago at 4.32. So at least he's in the conversation there. So I'll give myself a good shot with J.L.
4.32.
That's what they said. What? Probably a lie because all hand times are lies, what? But you know,
4.32. Yeah, that's a lie.
Yeah.
No chance. Well, I don't know. He's more quick than fast, I think, but nah, we'll see. I don't know. Jaire's, I'm kind of glad you put yourself out there for Jaire because he's another one. I feel like nobody's talking about Jaire Alexander because he was hurt. And I still feel like he's CB1. Really good corner. He might be CB1, honestly. I mean, I think he's really good. I know Jonah Tulls has him CB1. Worst 40 among the corners.
Oh, worst? Oh, jeez.
This is hard because they. Seems like a good amount of fast guys here.
Everybody runs fast.
No, not everybody.
Jordan Thomas.
Oh, wow. Just slandering Jordan Thomas. He's not very good.
I mean, I like Jordan Thomas, but I don't think he's fast.
Yeah, I don't think he's fast. I'm going to go with Greg Stroman. He could be fast. Yeah. I don't know. I just going with him. Vertical jump. You get to pick first.
Hey, I have a question.
Yes.
For our picks to count, do we have to get them right? Or is it the closest to it?
It's a good question.
Like if Alexander runs faster than Jackson or vice versa, even if they're not the top corner, do you get a point?
I think you get a point if they're closer. If, like, Dante Jackson's faster than Jaire Alexander, I get a point. You get 2 points if you nailed it. Like, if you got the – or should it be five points if you nailed it?
3 points.
3 points?
Three points?
Three or five, because that's hard to nail it out of all these groups of guys.
Yeah, but we're still, like – we still have our pick of any, so it's not like we're going odds. Okay. So I think 5 points is, like, a lot.
Okay, all right. So 3 points – if you nail one, 1 point if you're closer.
Yeah.
And then we're going to need to come up with like a win, like what the winner gets, because we need to put some money where our mouth is maybe. But money's so boring. We're going to need to be creative with it. We'll talk about it. We'll come up with it for tomorrow. Best vertical jump for the corners.
Tony Brown.
You love Tony Brown.
Dude, he's athletic AF,
he's
athletic. Dude.
He's very explosive. Tony Brown, vertical jump. I am going with... I've seen Denzel Ward get up. Remember, Minka's in this group.
I know. Yeah.
He's a crazy athlete. I'm going to go with Minka for this one.
Okay.
We got broad jump.
I'm going to go with Ward for the broad jump.
Are you picking Denzel Dawson for Denzel Dawson? I'm picking Denzel Ward for the broad jump. Or I'm picking Tony Brown for the broad jump.
That's who I was going to pick.
I'm picking Tony Brown for the broad jump. You're picking Denzel Ward for the broad jump. Are you going to pick Duke Dawson for any of these things? Is that required as a Florida?
To be determined.
Okay, to be determined. All right. Three cone. Or short shuttle, sorry. Short shuttle. Ooh.
Short shuttle.
I think I'm going to go with Jair here. This is where I'm going to pick Jair Alexander.
It's a really good pick. Who have I picked so far? I can't remember.
You have picked.
I've got
Jair, Tony Brown,
Alexander,
and
Tony
Ward.
Brown.
You haven't picked Minka yet.
Short shuttle. I know I haven't picked Minka, but...
These small guys tend to do well in this. You also haven't picked Dante Jackson yet.
Yeah, I was thinking about Jackson.
Unless you're saving him for the bench.
I'm going to go, yeah, I'll go. give me Dante Jackson here.
What was that laugh again? Three cone. This is a tough one because there's a couple guys that I definitely think will stand out. And then there's some guys I haven't seen that I've only seen a little bit of that I feel like, wow, they could really kill this drill. None of the guys in Mobile, I don't think any of those guys were. They didn't impress me in that regard. Mm-hmm. I might go Darius Phillips here.
I'll pick Minka.
Minka. How about the bench? Best and worst.
This is always...
Worst is going to be one of these little pine-sized corners.
Can I pick Tony Brown again or no?
You could pick him for worst.
Ah, shoot.
I'm picking DJ Reed for worst. Or wait, Levi Wallace. Okay, I'm picking Levi Wallace.
Levi Wallace.
Oh, is that
who
you were going to say? Okay, good. You can take him. I just realized. Long arms and he's dumb lanky. I'm changing my worst, though, to Holton Hill. Because he's dumb lanky, too. Levi Wallace. Okay. What about for best bench? This is where it gets tricky because usually it's separated by like a rep at best. I mean, Minka might do work here,
man.
But we already picked him.
I can't pick Minka.
He's big. Duke Dawson's pretty stacked. I might take Duke Dawson.
I think I'm gonna pick Duke here.
Okay, what is this? I just said I wanted to pick him. You just swoop in. Yeah, I might pick Duke. Come on now.
You're naming the good, like, I don't know what you want from me. You're picking names that are good names to pick. What am I supposed to not know this already? I watched every game he played, John.
Oh, so he's
a smaller guy.
Son.
He's kind of stacked. I know that.
So he's your son, huh? Okay, fine. Who was higher on Duke Dawson coming into the year? This guy. You got Duke Dawson.
Were.
I'm taking Quentin Meeks.
You were. Who's closer? Who ended up being closer in his projection? I did. Weird.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. I thought he'd be a day two nickel. He still could be a day two nickel. He's a solid football player. Safeties, 40-yard dash. Best 40-yard dash.
Who'd you pick for bench?
I picked Quentin
Meeks. Duke?
Quentin Meeks, baby.
Oh, okay.
I gave you Duke. I was nice. I was kind. That's what we do on the podcast. Sacrificial. Safety group, best 40 time. Remember, Minka's not in this group now, so best 40 time for the safeties. You get to pick first.
Gonna go
first
with
the last one.
Gonna go with Quinn
Quinn Blanding.
No, I'm just kidding. See, like, this entire safety group is just a matter of where are you gonna put Derwin.
Okay.
Because Derwin's gonna be the fastest. Some people feel that way. He's gonna jump the highest. Huh?
Maybe you feel that way, but I don't feel that way. I think there's some other good athletes in here.
None of them are more athletic than Derwin James.
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe that's true. We'll see.
I'm saving Derwin, so I'm gonna go with Armani Watts for the 40.
Oh goodness, that's a win for me. I'm taking Jordan Whitehead. I'm picking Derwin for the vertical.
Yeah, well, so am I. So
are you really?
Yeah.
Wow, we're gonna agree on vertical jump. It's the first one we've agreed on.
Yep.
I think.
No, I think we agreed on one on the offensive side.
Okay.
I think so.
Both taking Derwin for the vertical. For the broad jump, this is where things get interesting. I'm taking Ronnie Harrison for the broad jump. He's more athletic than people think he is. I think he's pretty good at pretty good athlete.
I'm gonna go with Dominic Sanders.
He's pretty athletic too. He's a weird prospect. Can we talk about this for a second?
Okay, I'm gonna talk to the listeners real quick here. You notice how like when I say smart stuff, John's shocked about it?
Whoa.
You guys ever noticed that?
It's more.
You guys
like,
ever noticed that?
No, it's more shock that why haven't we talked about this more? That's kind of my voice. It's like why does he get no love? Right. No one ever talks about Sanders.
Dominic Sanders got like blown up in coverage for the last 2 years. And then this year, I thought he was really good.
Until he blew the coverage on the game winning play in the national championship.
Well, I mean, everybody goes back to the roots, but.
Right. No, I agree with you.
Athletic.
He can play the run. He's an athlete. He's made some crazy plays on the ball. There's some plays where he shows some nuts range, but you're right. It's mentally, I don't feel like that part's really all the way there yet. I think he's a high-ceiling guy. I think he's going to stand out in Indy. There's your sleeper safety right there. We'll come back for your sleeper safety. Here we go. Short shuttle.
Is Marcel Harris working out? I don't even know.
Marcel Harris? Is that the Florida safety?
Yeah.
Didn't he tear his ACL?
Yeah, because like Marcel Harris is... Yeah, but he tore it in August.
You're going to pick him for the short shuttle?
I just have to pick him for something because...
Oh, pick him for bench.
He's truly my son.
He's jacked, though, isn't he? He's a pretty big dude, right?
Short shuttle.
I'm picking Justin Reed for the short shuttle.
Go with Kaiser White. Why not?
Kaiser White. Wow, that's a bold pick.
Gotta be bold, man.
The bold, though. That's what they've told
Fortune does, in fact, favor the bold.
What we got? Three cone. Oh, I knew I wanted to pick here. Where are they? Who did I want to pick here? Oh, yeah. I'm picking Jesse Bates here. Done. I think I just crushed you in safeties.
Three cone.
Definitely sucks to suck.
Three cone.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time finding a good name now, huh? Still haven't
Jordan
taken...
Whitehead, I guess.
Okay. That's who I took for the 40. We didn't do worst 40 for the safeties. Worst 40. Man, there's some guys I don't know. Like, I don't know Sean Chandler from Temple. I don't know Troy Apke even from Penn State. I don't know Dane Cruikshank from Arizona. I don't. I've seen some of Natrell Jamerson from Wisconsin. Josh Kalu, you saw him, right? Is he slow?
Kind of.
I'm going with Steven Roberts for my slow safety. He is not fast. Auburn kid.
Yeah, I'll go Kalu, I guess.
Josh Kalu?
Yeah.
How about on the bench? Best and worst on the bench.
Best bench, I'll go with Saron Neal.
Oh, I was about to go with him for worst. Is he that strong?
Well, he played linebacker, so.
Oh. But isn't he, like, pretty lanky?
He is, but these are also, like, safeties, so I don't really know.
I'm going with, just because I don't know how to say his name, I'm going with Godwin Igwebuike for bench, and you're going with Saron Neal for top bencher. I'm going with Saron Neal for worst bencher. There it is.
Oh, jeez.
Yes.
There it is.
There it is. Talk about bold. What say you to that? How about your worst bencher? Who's it going to be?
I'm going to say Armani Watts. He's tiny.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He is. He's not as big as people thought he was. Armani Watts for the worst bench. There you go. There it is. The predictions are done. Now, don't go into the spreadsheet and try and change things around. I know how you roll. Start thinking about things and trying to twist your words around, change your predictions.
Yeah, yeah.
Get a little copy and paste of my picks where you're at. That works. Safety. Okay, safety that you think will be a sleeper. Or, yeah, somebody like that. Somebody along those lines that is gonna emerge from this week and from Monday's workouts and surprise people with how athletic they are or interviews, whatever it might be. I'll give you a second because I got a guy. Well, I already said Donovan
Sanders.
Okay,
sure.
But Damon Webb from Ohio State is – I really think he's a good football player. I don't know where he's going to go, probably a mid-round guy. But I don't feel like anybody's talking about Damon Webb. And I think he's going to have a pretty solid combine. Maybe not be the best in anything, but I think he's going to have a solid combine. Smart player. He can do a couple different things for your defense. I think he's a solid football player.
This year's East West Shrine game was – it was weird because it's like the Ohio State guys came into the week – and everybody was like, oh, these are the Ohio State guys. They're clearly the top guys. So, like, nobody bothered to talk about them because they were the top guy. Like, Webb was the top DB from the East. Worley from the East. JT Barrett was the top quarterback from the East. Like, it was just clear cut. And I thought Webb had a really good camp or a really good week, I guess, if you will, at the Shrine Week. So I like that pick. I'll go with another Shrine guy, I guess. Natrell Jamerson, the safety from Wisconsin. I don't know anything about him, really, but he showed out for a good couple of the days that we were at the Shrine Week. So I don't know how he's going to test. I'm just interested to see in how he tests because I think he had an interception every single day that I was there.
Yeah.
Or at least two out of the 3 days. So I just really excited to take a look at like how he tests athletically because I know he's got a nose for the ball. He was able to get it because that doesn't happen much. You don't normally get that many interceptions in a 3 day practice period. So
that's true.
I guess he's my sleeper kind of a pick.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. There you go. Predictions are in. NFL Combine predictions are done. Tomorrow, we've got your Q&As, Combine-related Q&As, and so we'll talk through that stuff. Next week, we've got a couple prospect interviews going up. I'll plug them on Monday, and we've got Mock Draft Monday. We've got to drop a pre-combine mock draft. You and I combine it. Drop it like it's hot for the people, and then we will be prospect interviews will be up and we'll be at the combine and we'll be giving people all the information. If we aren't 100% sure of what every team's going to pick right now, which we pretty much are, we will have everything for you. 100% factual information from Locked On NFL Draft at the combine. We're going to hold every GM hostage, get every pick for you. Never going to see coverage ever like it again. Keep it locked right here. Locked On NFL Draft.